She slips out the lift to one side and heads for the first door. This is going to take some time, she realizes. Fortunately, she was able to confirm the isotope's presence in the lift, so that was good. So far, Zarek's intel is correct. Unfortunately, however, the isotope is too weak to leave a trail from the lift to the vault she's looking for. Likely, she'll only be able to find a small trace of it on the vault control pad. "Hey there, guys," Will exclaims from across the room. Now the hard part. He and Maxim had to do as much as they can to slow things down, while Zephyr looks for the right vault and Benny takes control of the station's systems. She moves to another vault door. Nothing on the scanner. Dren. The scanner can't pick up the isotope unless it's within a limited range, which means she has to stand in front of each door while the scanner works. She's almost done with the first floor when she hears a loud thud and sees the grav sled and crate crash to the ground. She watches Will and Maxim flail about and lure all four guards in closer. So far, so good. Time to head upstairs. She's about halfway up the steps when, without warning, she hears, "This thing on?" Despite years of peacekeeper training, she's startled, and her foot catches the stair, making a clanging sound as she catches her grip. She freezes. The break-in. Will. Will and Maxim exchange glances when the guard helping them turns away.
Y'all got space rats or something?
Will asks.
What the Grolak is a space rat?
The helpful guard asks.
You know, small, furry tail, beady eyes, lives in space, space rat.
Will is holding his hands about 6 inches apart.
Sneak aboard ships, eat wires, shit everywhere.
Be quiet,
the angry guard snaps. He and the helpful one have spread out around the lower level. Will and Maxim trade glances again. The guards are moving fast. The first two are already at the stairwell now, heading up. The other two are doing a circuit around the outer level of the reception area and first level of the vault doors. They stop near each door, probably interfacing with the door mechanism, so they can see if any of the doors are reporting an error or alert. Using the sub-vocalization capabilities of the comms gear, he whispers,
"It's on, Benny. But I think you startled Zephyr. God knows you scared me."
Guards are doing a circuit around the place. Hold tight.
"Oops, sorry about that. I guess I should have had the comms do a tone to let you know that it was online. Next time,"
Benny replies.
"So, I'm almost through most of the firewalls. I've got control of the guard kiosk and all its systems. I'm trying to figure out how to open the vault doors for when Zephyr finds the right one. How long can you stall?"
What?
"Not long. They're already getting pretty pissy. As soon as they're done making sure there's nothing going, which I hope happens soon, they'll be pushing to get this grav sled fixed and get us moving." Just then, Zephyr chimes in.
"Sorry about the noise. Benny isn't the voice that should suddenly pop into your thoughts. I'm on the second level. I was able to get the rest of the way up the steps before the guards came up here. It looks like they're almost done. I'm starting my sweep now."
On the second level walkway, Will can see the two guards nearing the stairwell from the opposite sides.
"Okay, go as quick as you can. I don't think we're going to have long. The vault we need being upstairs is going to be a problem. How quietly can you move when you're moving fast?"
A faint beep comes from over the line.
"Not that one. Still looking. I guess we'll find out soon on the fast and quiet thing."
The guards that stayed on the same level are back.
"Hey, you get that thing working yet?"